Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I testify.
感谢神在这个时间呢跟大家来分享神的恩典。
And thank God, for this special time that I can share, His great wonders.
那今天我要见证的是起初那种信心。
And today I would like to testify about, the faith in the beginning.
在我们刚信主的时候那个时候的信心是怎么样。
And it's, to testify the faith when we first believed and how it was.
因为四十几年前台湾的社会还很单纯。
So about 40 years ago, the society in Taiwan was still very innocent.
那就是农业社会的那种单纯的生活。
It was very innocent times, and people are, rely on, farming.
环境很单纯，人的心也比较单纯。
And the environment was very simple, and people's heart were simple as well.
所以在信主的事上呢，这个信心呢也很单纯。
So when we, back then, when we came to the Lord, our faith was also very simple.
这种单纯的信心呢，就是起初那个确实的信心。
And I think this simple faith is, the real essence of faith in the beginning.
这个单纯的信心呢，像没有经过大脑的信心。
And this faith, may not require a lot of thinking.
就是听到就相信了。
And when you listened, and then you believe.
而且不会有任何的怀疑。
And this is a faith and trust without any doubt.
听到什么就相信什么。
And whatever you listened, you believe.
所以就按照圣经所说的。
And according to the Bible.
这种信心呢，就是起初确实的信心。
And this faith, it's the true faith in the beginning.
那么神对这种人呢，还有应许。
And for people with simple, that simply trust God, God has a promise for them.
我们看马可福音第十六章。
And let's turn to Mark 16.
马可福音十六章。
Mark chapter 16.
这是主耶稣吩咐门徒去传福音。
And in here, the Lord asked the disciples to preach the gospel.
在15节这里说。
In verse 15.
说你们要往普天下去传福音给万民听。
And go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
信而受洗的必然得救。
And he who believes and is baptized will be saved.
不信的必被定罪。
But he who does not believe will be condemned.
27节说信的人必有神迹随着他们。
And 17, and these signs will follow those who believe.
就是奉我的名赶鬼说新方言。
And the signs are, they will, in my name, cast out demons and speak new tongues.
手能拿蛇。
And they can take up serpents.
喝了什么毒物也不受害。
And if they drink anything deadly,it will by no means hurt them.
手按病人，病人就必好。
They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover.
然后主耶稣就升天了。
And then the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven.
20节说。
In verse 20.
门徒就出去到处宣传福音。
It tells us that the disciples went out and preached to everywhere.
主和他们同工，用神迹奇事随着证实所传的道。
And the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs.
就是当时门徒很单纯的信心。
And this is, the simple faith the disciples had.
他们相信主耶稣所说的话。
They believe in the words from the Lord Jesus.
就去传福音给万民听。
And just go preach the gospel to all to every creature.
信的人有神迹随着。
And those who believe, the signs will follow them.
来证实呢所传的道。
And the signs will confirm what the truth that they have believed in.
在我们初信的时候。
In the beginning of our belief.
差不多都是这样子。
And we're just like this.
听到传道讲什么就很相信。
So whatever the preacher tells us, we believe 100%.
好，那第一个听到说，我们的神呢是全能的神。
And we know that our God is an all-powerful God.
是亚伯拉罕的神。
It's a God of Abraham.
可以叫死人复活。
A God that can raise the dead.
可以使无变为有。
A God can create something from nothing.
哇，全能的神。
And He's omnipotent.
那大家很单纯就这样相信了。
And we were simple and we all believed.
所以在信的人呢就没有什么不能的事情。
So for those who believe, there's nothing impossible.
因为神是全能的。
Because God is omnipotent.
所以什么事情都没有问题。
So there's no issue or problem for him.
我们都是这样相信的。
And that was our belief.
也是这样的祷告。
And this is the same way how we pray.
信靠。
And this is how we relied on
him. 所以当时信主之后啊，感谢神。
So, thank God after my belief.
这个神迹是天天随着。
So you can see signs every day.
啊，相信祷告就有。
You believe, prayed, and it comes into existence.
那真的是神迹天天都有。
And signs and miracles were happening every day.
在我家每个星期有一次的聚会。
And around my home, there was a weekly service.
每次聚会完了，大家都在见证。
And after service, everyone would come up and testify.
传道讲道理大概40分钟就完了。
And the preacher would give a 40-minute sermon.
然后接下来就一直见证到可能一小时、两个小时。
And then followed by an hour or two of different testimonies.
那是当时我们聚会的情况。
And that is how we had our services back then.
所以这些神迹其实太多了。
Because there were so many signs and miracles.
那我先简单见证几下。
And I want to give you a few examples.
我家里大概我有多少谈过。我家里的神迹啊，第一个是我妈妈的神迹。
And in my family, I think the first miracle is for my mother.
因为当时医生医院也不发达，所以很多病就是找的医生就是一般的这个医生。
And back then the hospital were not that advanced, so a lot of people had illnesses.
也没有经过什么详细的检查，反正就是整个身体不对劲，就对。
And you don't know what disease someone has, but you know that something is wrong.
啊，吃药没有用。
And the medicine did not help.
那我妈妈她是拜偶像，她的迷信都是找那些偶像。
And my mother, back then worshipped idols, and she would look for help from those idols.
啊，尽心尽力啊，要求平安。
And she was determined to find peace.
但是都得不到平安。
But she did not find peace.
那到最后她很失望。
And in the end, she was discouraged.
啊，在有人说你去听福音。
And someone asked her to go listen to the gospel.
她就很快就决定去听福音。
And she immediately agreed.
啊，一听就明白了。
And only for one day she understood.
一听就相信。
And for one day of time,
很单纯，就用这相信的心呢。
And the heart of belief was so simple.
好，向神祷告。
And she prayed to God.
马上就得到神迹奇事。
And immediately the signs and miracle followed.
身上的疾病啊就消失了。
And the sicknesses that she had disappeared.
啊，从那个时候开始，哇！他就可以过正常人的生活。
And she lived a normal life from that point on.
所以他多年以来的这种缠身的病痛啊，一下子就消除了。
So, the disease from all those years of suffering, immediately it was gone.
神迹是立刻显明的。
And the signs you can realize, you can see them immediately.
不是慢慢好的，不是。
It was not a gradual healing.
是你信了，哎，就显明出来了。
It was at the moment that she believed, the sickness was gone.
像耶稣在世上行神迹一样。
Just like how the Lord Jesus performed miracles.
所以他体验到这样的神迹啊，他的信心呢，哦，那他就很坚固。
So she experienced that miracle, and her faith was firm.
所以我妈妈的信心呢，因为她以前迷信偶像，什么事情都是信靠他。可是那个是假的啊，不可靠啊。
My mother, she worshipped idol all her life, but she understood in the end that they were false idols.
那现在找到真神了，哇，那高兴得不得了。
And at that moment, she found the true God, and she was overjoyed.
所以那种信心是一点都不会有疑惑的。
And that kind of faith has no doubt in it.
所以我从我妈妈的这个信心上，我看到真的是神同在。
So from looking at my mother's faith, you can see God was with her.
她的信心都会兑现的，都会显明的。
And then her faith can easily be revealed to you.
而且到她死的时候，她的信心呢都没有改变。
And even to the days of her death, her faith has not changed.
这个希伯来书里面说，将起初啊确实的信心坚持到底。
So this is what it's mentioned in the book of Hebrews that we have to uphold that sincerity of faith from the beginning.
基督里面有份。
So you have part in Christ.
基督里面有份就什么都有了。
If you have part in Christ, you have part in everything.
神的什么恩典都有了。
You have part in all the blessings from God.
所以这个起初这个确实的信心呢，我觉得很重要。
So the sincerity of faith in the beginning, it's very important for us.
那我讲几项啊。我妈妈的信心。
And I want to give you more examples of my mother's faith.
反正生活上的任何事情她都按照圣经就是祷告。
For all the things in her life, she would go by it, by the Bible, and she would put it in her prayers.
就像保罗所说的一无挂虑凡事祷告告诉神。
Just like what Paul said, have no work, do not be anxious in anything, but any,For everything with prayers and supplication.
那神就会是意外的平安。
And God will give you peace beyond your imagination.
所以从我妈妈一生的这种信心呢，可以看到水太多太多，这是神的恩典。
And you can see so many of God's works and wonders in my mother's faith.
见证几项。
And I want to give you a few ones, few of them.
我的那小妹妹的大女儿
，and my niece from my youngest sister，
她竟然患了这个红斑性狼疮
，and lately she has she had a disease of lupus。
哇，整个脸都，哇，烂掉了
，and then
就变成这个变色了，变色。
And the skin on her face.Started to corrode and deteriorate.
一个女孩子变成这样，哇，这很可怕。
And it was a terrible thing to happen to a lady.
那医生没有办法。
And the doctors had no cure for her.
那怎么办
？And what to do?
回家。
And she returned home.
我妈妈就说：“你回来住在跟我住在一起。”
And then my mother told my niece to live with me, live with her.
那我妈妈每天为她祷告。
And my mother prayed for her every day.
所以不用担心。
And she told my niece not to worry.
医生不能，主耶稣能。
And if the doctors can't, the Lord Jesus surely can.
为了要栽培她的信心呢，说你要来回家来跟我一起住。
And in order to strengthen my niece's faith, my mother asked my niece to stay with her.
结果回来住了半年。
And then she returned, and lived with my mother for half a year.
整个脸很漂亮。
And now her skin had, renewed.
什么都没有。
And you cannot see that she had, the disease before.
感谢神啊，后来就结婚了。
And, thank God, in the end, she also got married.
那我一个弟弟啊。
And I have a, little brother.
我那个大弟在，开计程车。
And the older of my younger brother, he is a taxi driver.
车子租给别人开。
And he rent out his taxi for other, another driver to drive.
被人家抢劫啊，给他抢走。
And, the other taxi driver was robbed and then was killed.
他就打电话回来跟我妈妈讲。
And then my brother called my mother.
我妈妈说不用担心。
And, my mother said, do not be anxious.
祷告，主耶稣会把他带回来。
And, he was not killed, but he was kidnapped. But, my mother asked, or the car was stolen, and then, my mother told my younger brother not to worry, just pray.
他的信心让他这样讲话。
And her words, her saying, come from her faith.
一个礼拜就回来了。
So after a week, the car was found.
以后他说、啊、不开计程车。
And then my brother said that he would no longer drive a taxi.
他就去买一部那个货车啊，载货到处去卖。
And then he bought a truck and he was shipping different goods and to sell to other people.
哇，做没有多久啊，因为放车子放在外面了，哎，晚上被偷走了。
And then the truck after a while was stolen.
啊，又打电话回来了。
And then my brother called again.
妈妈说不用担心。
And my mother said, "Do not be anxious."
祷告，主耶稣会带回来。
And just prayed, and the Lord Jesus will bring it back.
哎，这样祷告，三天就回来。
And after the prayer, 3 days later, it was found.
这些啊，他的信心就这么单纯。
And this is the simplicity of her faith.
有一次，他到冈山教会。
And one time she went to Dansan's church.
好，去访问信徒。
And to visit the members there.
啊，一个姐妹告诉她。
A sister told my mother,
说她丈夫呢已经出去啊，不晓得行踪不明啊，15年了。
And the sister told my mother that her husband had disappeared for 15 years and have never heard any news of him.
到底是生是死都不晓得。
The sister did not know if her husband was dead or alive.
所以她一直都这样很忧愁。
So she's been very, very unhappy all this time.
我妈妈跟她说。
And my mother said to the sister,
不要忧愁。
Do not be anxious.
你一直要祷告。
Just pray.
主耶稣会把他带回来。
And the Lord Jesus will bring him back.
你明天开始早上到教会来跟我一起祷告。
So starting tomorrow, come to church in the morning, and I will pray with you.
他真的是这样做。
And this is what she did.
每天早上来到会堂来跟我妈妈一起祷告。
And the sister went to the chapel every morning and prayed with my mother.
祷告了才一个星期。
And they prayed for 1 week only.
突然间接到，她丈夫写信回来。
And then suddenly a letter came through. It was from her husband.
经过一个星期，她丈夫回来。
And after and a week later, her husband returned.
这个很奇妙，这种信心呢、啊，我都不敢。
And this is very miraculous. This is a faith maybe even above my level.
我只会说要祷告，但是我不敢保证说他会回来。
And I would say, let's pray, but I cannot guarantee that somebody will come back.
所以我回去，我妈妈真正给我听，我说我、哦、你这个信心太厉害。
And when ever my mother testified to me, I say, your faith is very great.
因为她有把这个起初的信心呢、啊，坚持到底。
Because she upheld her faith from the beginning.
那我说我刚信的时候，我的信心跟我妈妈是一样的。
And I say that at the time of my when I first believed, my faith was just like my mother's.
当时我们一家人信主。
And at that time, our entire family believed in God.
我们的信心很单纯。
And our faith were simple.
所以就在我村庄里面，我妈妈很，她那个单纯的信心呢，她很勇敢，她一点都不怕，像看到人就做见证。
So in our village, my mother was so bold in her faith that whenever she sees somebody, she would preach the gospel to them.
所以很快这个福音就在我们村庄啊就传开来。
So very quickly, the gospel started to spread in my village.
神就显神迹。
And God performed miracles.
太奇妙。
It was very, and he did wonders.
首先呢，我见证说我的四姨妈，第四个姨妈。
And first, I'd like to tell you something about my aunt number four.
她那个气喘病啊，是已经几十年了。
And she had asthma for maybe decades.
而且气喘的这样人变成这样很可怜的。
And she was in a very pitiable stage.
我妈妈来信主之后
，And after my mother believed,
她第一个就是带领我这个四姨妈。
And after my mother believed, the first person that she led to God was my aunt number four.
看她最可怜了。
And because she was living such a sad life.
赶快就带她来。
So that was her first target.
见证给她听。
And my mother testified to her.
因为你说你看看我就知道了。
And、
我怎么样好的。
My mother said, just look at me, how I was healed.
说你要相信。
You have to believe.
我这个四姨妈也是很单纯的人。
And my aunt number four was also a simple person.
因为她有什么事情啊都会来找我妈妈。
Because, whatever things comes to her, she would talk to my mother.
我妈妈信主了以后啊告诉她要信主她也是很顺服。
So after my mother believed in God, she testified to her, and she just simply believed.
所以妈妈跟她怎么说她就怎么信。
So, how my mother believed, that's the same way how my aunt number four believed.
啊就为了祷告。
And so they went home and prayed together.
祷告之后。
After the prayer.
气喘好。
Her asthma was
gone.
从
那一天开始就不气喘了。
From that day on, there was no more asthma.
这个是不会好的。
Asthma would not cure itself.
我大姨妈就是气喘死掉了。
And, my oldest aunt was, she died from asthma.
那个时候我们还没有听到福音。
That was before we were, the gospel reached us.
那我这个四姨妈就这样就好了。
But for my aunt number four, she was healed like that.
一直到她死她这个气喘从来没有再发作过。
And from that day on to the day she died, she had not had another episode of asthma.
这个就是神迹。
And that is a miracle.
后来我姨丈。
And then,
我姨丈他是我们全村的那个偶像的这个一般叫做欢迎啊就是说那些跳神的要问偶像的时候他要做欢迎他要做欢迎。
And my uncle, was the village, medium, for all the false idols.
所以他是做这些偶像的用人啊。
And he was the servant of all these idols.
非常忠心非常这个可以说牺牲啊。
And he was very loyal to those idols, and he sacrificed.
是这样的一个人。
And he was such a man.
所以我虽然我四姨妈她来信主啊得到医治神迹那么大。
So even though my aunt number four came to believe and was such a great healing and miracle for her.
她也不敢相信她说我不能违背我不能违背我的那些。
But, her husband, my uncle, did not want to, believe because he did not want to, betray his idols.
那后来有一天呢她生病。
And one day, he got sick.
生病了他就是呼吸啊困难。
And he was having trouble breathing.
医生检查说你这个肺部啊发炎。
And he said he had an infection in his lungs.
在乡下就是这个医生啊在乡下的医生看。
And he went to the doctor in the village.
那医生就给他开药。
So the doctor gave him some medicine.
打针啊。
And also gave him some shots.
没有效果。
But they did not help.
后来越来越严重。
And it started to get worse and worse.
我真的在想因为当时没有到医院检查没有就是医生这样诊断他说你这个肺。那个时候已经呼吸很痛了因为呼吸会痛。稍微吸气就痛得不得了。
And there was no hospital. The doctor just go to your house and look at you. And at that point, my uncle, when he breathed, it hurt a lot.
那医生也不敢开药给他吃了，我说吃了会死掉。
And the doctors did not want to give him more medicine because that may kill him.
那我现在想起，他应该是会发炎积水。
And I think that there was a very serious infection, and then there were maybe some internal issues with the lungs.
所以他不能呼吸，不能痛得不得了。
So he did not breathe, and then he was suffering so much.
那我妈妈就去找他。
So my mother went to visit my uncle.
告诉他说：“你现在啊，要悔改，相信耶稣。
”And my mother said to my uncle, "Now it's time for you to repent and believe in the Lord Jesus."
他还是不听，他说我不能违背。
And he said, "No, I cannot betray my idols."
那我妈妈就。告诉他
And my mother told him,
这个是你最后的机会。
This is your last chance.
好，我这次跟你讲，你信不信，我看你啊。
And this is your last chance, and I'm telling you, and to believe or not, it's your decision.
好，那你如果不信，我就不再来了。
If you do not want to believe, I will not come again.
如果你想通了，你再告诉我。
And, but if you have think it through and you want to believe, let me know.
后来我妈妈就回来。
And then my mother left.
啊，我这个是一张就开始思想。
So my uncle number four start to ponder.
哎呀，今天我这个可能是几天的人，可能要死掉了。
And my sickness right now, I may die from it a few days.
啊，那怎么办呢？
So what to do?
后来他就想。
And then he kept thinking.
我现在要他要求他所侍奉的那些偶像。
And now I have to, pray for the idols that, that I believe in.
所以你现在啊，我啊要来帮助我。
And now you have to come and help me.
让我好起来。
And, let me be healed.
啊，我限你三天的时间。
And I'll give you 3 days.
你这些众神啊，三天里面要赶快来帮助我，让我好起来。
So he made a plea to his idols that within 3 days they have to come and heal him.
不然呢，我要信耶稣了。
If you don't come and heal me, then I'm going to Jesus.
那这不要再怪我说无情无义啊。
And don't call me disloyal.
好，那就像众神啊，他就跟他在祷告。
So that was his plea to his idols.
结果没有办法，一天不啊，三天怎么过得了？到第三天受不了了，受不了。
And then it was so hard for him to wait for those 3 days.
赶快叫我四姨妈说，赶快去找某某人来。
And he couldn't have hold it anymore, and then he asked, my aunt number four to look for my mother.
那刚好那个时候我在神学院呢，那一天就是休息啊，休假我回家。
And that day, was, the day that I have, a day off from my theological school.
那我妈妈跟我说，哎，现在我是一张，他要想要信了。
And my mother told me that your uncle number four, I think he's coming to believe.
哦，很快，我跟我妈妈就赶快去看他。
So my mother and I rushed to my uncle's home.
去了又看到他，哇，很痛苦，我就开始见证给他听。
And then we saw him and he was suffering, and we began to testify to him.
很单纯，告诉他主耶稣在圣经上所行的神迹奇事。
And it was very simple testimony. We told him about the miracles Jesus did.
主耶稣说，照你的信，给你成全。
And he said that, and Jesus said, by your faith, you're healed.
就好了。
And then the person is healed.
见证就是神迹给他听。
And then we testify these miracles to him.
那我一张听了之后啊，他相信。
And my uncle, after listening to those testimonies, he believed.
他很客气。
But he was very courteous.
哎呀，不用这样快，马上就好。
And he said, it doesn't have to be right now.
只要慢慢好，我就很感谢啊。
And I will be all the more thankful if my sickness is healed, even gradually.
哎呀，你错了。
And I said that, uncle, you're wrong.
你的信心就是这样。
This is your faith.
照你的信给你成全。
But then you're healed by your faith.
结果就把偶像除掉。
And then he got rid of all the idols.
就祷告。
And he prayed.
祷告之后，那就好一点了。
And after the prayer, he felt a little better.
呼吸比较好了。
And he said himself that I'm feeling a little better.
很感谢，哇，高兴得不得了。
And he was very thankful and he was happy.
然后呢，就开始来聚会。
And then he started to come to service.
慢慢好。
And he was.
主要是给他一个月的时间，完全好。
He was healing gradually. The Lord Jesus gave him 1 month and then at the end he was completely healed.
那我这个一张的人非常好。可惜以前就做那些魔鬼的奴隶啊。
And this uncle of mine, he's such a good person, but back then he was a worker, a servant of those false idols.
他来信主以后轰动全村了，说那他都信主了，那我还要干什么？
And it was such a big event, it caused a commotion in the village because, my uncle, the servant of those idols, and left those idols and believed in God.
因为全村的偶像啊，就是他最了解了，这些偶像来龙去脉他最晓得了。
And because he was the expert, the village expert for idol worshipping.
但是他人很客气的。
And he was also a very courteous man.
他也不会跟他人家在拜，他也不会跟他说，哎呀，这个是假的，真的哦，他也不会去说，好，算了，不管你。
And he would not go and confront those idol worshippers and telling them that those are false gods.
所以他信主以后，他信心也是很单纯。
And after my uncle believed, his faith was also a simple one.
感谢神。
And thank God.
就是一看，神迹就是这样显明。
And you can spot a miracle, everywhere you look.
好，那在我们在那个时候，因为村庄里面很多人在听福音，每天呢有一段时间呢，每天都在我们庭外门庭啊，门庭那边呢，晚上都在那里聚会。
And remember, during those times in the village, we was everyone would sit by the fields, and then we have service.
只要听到有某些人说，哎呀，现在不平安呐、啊，怎么样，我妈妈就去找他。
And whenever we listened or we found out someone is lacking peace or something happened in the family, my mother would just go to them.
见证给他听。
And mother would testify to them.
不信就算了。
If they don't believe, then it's fine.
等到你想要信再来。
So come back and look for me when you want to.
我说我要信，马上就带过来。
And then if they want to believe, then immediately my mother would take them over.
那个时候呢，有一个太太。
I remember there was a married lady.
她是心脏病。
She had heart disease.
现在看的是心律不整那种的。
And she had a very irregular rhythm of her heart.
她已经吃药很久，医生看很久。
And she went to the doctors for a long time and have been taking medicine.
药没办法治疗啊。
But then her situation did not improve.
乡下人都会问偶像，去求偶像。
And back then, all the villagers, the people in the village, they would inquire the idols.
那所有的偶像都跟他讲，没有办法了，没有办法。
And she asked a lot of idols, and the idols replied that there's no way.
乡下人如果没有走到这一步啊，你要告诉他信耶稣啊，那才不可能的事情。
And for the people in the villages, they usually have to sink to that level before you can introduce Jesus to them.
那你偶像所有的偶像都跟他说没有用了，没有了。
So for this lady, all the idols said that they cannot heal her.
啊，听到这个消息啊，我妈妈说啊，好了，那这样好。
And my mother heard about this story and said this is great.
就去找她。
And then she immediately left
to look
for her, testify to her.
她说她要信，她现在已经剩下说话都没有办法了，很微弱了。医生说这个好像钟摆一样，这个心跳好像钟摆快要停了，快停。
And at that time, the lady was so weak, the doctor told her that your heart can stop at any moment.
Oh, 妈妈听到，就见证给她听。
And my mother found out about this lady, and she went and testified.
见证以后，她要就点头了，她说好。
And the sick lady was nodding her head.
Oh, 妈妈回来就叫我妹妹说，我们家里有那个推车啊，推东西的，那个那种两轮的啊，这样推的。
And after my mother returned, and my younger sister was there, and we had a cart, at home, has two wheels.
开这个推车去到他家里去，把它放到推到我们家里来。
So my mother said, take this cart, go to the lady's home, and take her back here.
因为她不会走路啊，
Because
没有力气走。
She was so weak that she could not walk.
就这样把她推到我们家里来，就是住在我们家里，每天为她祷告。
So, what happened was, we took the cart, we took the lady home, and then she stayed with us, so that my mother can pray with her every day.
那第一天呢，我们就召集很多弟兄姐妹在家里聚会。
So the first day, we gathered a lot of brothers and sisters and had service in our house.
她躺在床上。
And the lady was laying on the bed.
那 我们在一起聚会。
And then we gathered in a circle and we had service.
聚会，祷告了就，他坐起来。And
then after the service, after the prayer, the lady sat up.
她可以下床来，真的听道理啊。And
she was strong enough to get down from the bed herself and join our service.
好，那个星期四、星期五、星期六第三天呢，就去教会了，按时而去。
So that day was Thursday, so Friday and then Saturday, the third day, she was able and strong enough to go to church service herself.
感谢神的，这个姐妹现在九十多岁，现在还在松山教会。
And thank God, this sister right now, she's in Taiwan, Songshan Church, and she's about 90-something.
每天都要自己买菜，自己煮菜，自己生活。
And she's 90-something, every day she buys her grocery, she cooks.
神的恩典真奇妙。
And this is how wonderful, miraculous God's grace is.
所以我们在初心的时候，那种信心呢，就是这样子。
So this is our faith in the beginning of our belief.
所以我们信心很单纯。
So our faith is very simple.
一点都不害怕。
We're not afraid.
有一次我回家的时候。
I remember one time I returned home.
听到说我们隔壁村呢，大概两三百公尺。
And our next door village, our neighboring village, about 200-300 yards away.
有一个老太太啊，她气喘。
And one of the elderly women was having trouble breathing.
也是有方法，找到没有方法，已经没有办法了。
And then it's the same story that she sought help but did not find any.
那我妈妈在见证给她听。
And my mother testified to her.
哎，她表现说，她要愿意去。
And the old lady nodded her head, signaling that she is believing.
那一次也刚好从神学院回家。
And that was another time that I came back from a theological seminar.
去拜访他。
And then I went over to visit her.
到家里看到她晚上是不能躺下睡觉。
And at night, this old lady cannot lay down to sleep.
因为一躺下去就不能呼吸了，呼吸不能呼吸就没办法。
Because once she lie down, she cannot breathe.
所以整天就是躺着这样子，很痛苦，那很可怜。
And it was so sad that whole day long, 24 hours, she has to lean back at an angle and cannot lay down.
哇，看她这么可怜啊。And
we were so saddened when we saw her.
我们也是见证给她听。And
just like the old times, we testified to her.
见证了之后啊，说你相不相信？
And after the testimony, we asked her, do you believe?
她说她相信。And
she said, yes, I believe.
好，相信了，祷告。And
then, okay, let's pray.
哇，大家一起祷告。And
then we pray together.
哎，那个时候祷告啊，被圣灵充满。And
at that time, she prayed, she was filled with the Holy Spirit.
哎，我说，奉主耶稣圣名来，躺下去睡觉。And
then he said, in the name of the Lord Jesus, lay down and sleep.
哎，就把她放到床上，躺下去了。
And then I put her on the bed and have her lie down.
她就躺下去了。And
she lie down.
哎，气没有断啊。And
then she was still breathing.
哎，又不但没有断，又没有气喘了。And
she was not coughing, no asthma anymore.
就开了，一切都开了。It
looks like the obstructed airway of her lungs were opened.
就好了。And
then she was healed.
感谢神啊。And
thank God.
哦，那个安息日就是教会了。
And that Sabbath, she went to church.
那个神迹啊，就是这样显明。And
these are how the miracles were done.
所以说，我说这个单纯的信心呐，真的很宝贵。And
I think it's such a precious thing to have a simple faith.
现在人的真的环境的关系啊，我们受到影响。And
today we're influenced by our environment.
都要考虑一下。We
always have to think something through.
考虑一下就没了。
Once we think about it, then the opportunity is gone.
我们看马可福音第十一章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 11.
这种单纯的信心是没有考虑的余地的。
And simple faith doesn't give you time to think.
只要一秒钟的考虑就完蛋了。
You think about it for even 1 second, and then the opportunity is gone.
我们看十一章。
Let's turn to Mark 11.
十一章三十二十二十一节二十二十二节
Mark chapter 11 verse 22
这二十二节说啊主耶稣说你们当信服神
And the Lord Jesus told them that have faith in God
很简单一句话
It's a simple saying
当信服神
Just have faith in God
这个是没有话说的
And there's nothing more to say
好然后再讲这个这种信心
And now let's talk about this faith
说我实在告诉你们无论何人对这一座山说你挪开此地投在海里他若心里不疑惑只信他所说的必成就就必给他成了这句话 很简单
And it's a simple phrase that the Lord Jesus said For assuredly I say to you Whoever sets to this mountain be removed and be cast into the sea and does not doubt in his heart but believes that those things he says will be done he will have whatever he said
主耶稣说无论何人呢
And the Lord said, whoever says this,
不管你是谁
regardless who you are,
所以你会看到现在有些人呢、啊、那种信心呢、啊、他真的有这个信心呢、啊、啊神迹就显明
And today, when you look at the people who has such faith and miracles are performed,
那个在人所不能的事情呢就显明出来
And because, things that cannot be done by men,There are done through miracles by God.
现在世界上很强调在流行这种信心。
And now, there is a trend in this world that, this kind of faith is very popular.
那种信心真的会显出功效。
And because when you have faith, you can clearly see results.
因为这个无关什么，就是无论什么人，他根本没有，比如说信的还是不信的，还是怎么样，没有关什么，无论何人。
So this is such a simple faith. It doesn't matter who you are when you have faith, and it will be done for you.
他只相信，讲出来的话就有力量，就会实现。
Because
不能的事情都变成了。
Because he believed, and he did not have doubt in his heart, and he said it, and then it was done.
这个是主耶稣所讲信心的这种力量。
And this is the power of faith that the Lord Jesus described to us.
这种单纯的信心呢、啊，就会让神迹显明。
And with this simplicity of faith, miracles are happening.
所以主耶稣都要问你信吗？说我信，马上眼睛开了。你看那个瞎眼的，主耶稣问他：你信吗？信我可以叫你眼睛开吗？说主啊，我信，哦，开了，马上立刻就开。
So the Lord Jesus asked, "Do you believe?" And the blind man answered, yes, I believe. And after that, his eyes were opened.
信什么?
What did he believe?
信这件事情,信主耶稣能叫他眼睛开,是这,信这个事情。
He believed in his healing, he believed in Lord Jesus, and believed that the Lord Jesus had the power to heal him.
所以说,这个信心的力量就是这样。
So this is the power of faith.
那当我们祷告的时候,主耶稣教导我们了,啊。
So when we pray, the Lord Jesus taught us.
这个是对门徒说的啦，二十四节。
And he said this to his disciples.
啊，说我告诉你们啊，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着，就必得着。
And he said to his disciples, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them.
这个是对门徒讲的啊。
And he said that to his disciples.
今天我们相信主耶稣的人。
And today we believe in Lord Jesus.
我们要向神祷告祈求啊。
And we pray to God and ask.
好，主耶稣说，无论求什么，他没有，无论求什么。
And the Lord Jesus said, whatever things you ask. 啊，
这个就包括所有我们所想求的、所需要的，所有的。
And this includes all the things that we need.
向神无论求什么。
And ask God whatever we ask.
只要信是得着的。
And when, if you believe, and you will have them.
就必得着。
And you will surely have them.
这个是单纯的信心。
And that is a simple faith.
那我妈妈就是这种信心。
And that was the faith of my mother.
所以说每次祷告就会应验都是出现的。
So every time she prayed, it will be done for her.
这个就是信心的一个力量。
And that is the power of her faith.
神迹会显明出来。
And miracles will happen.
所以说今天呢我们看到比较缺乏这种信心。
And today we can see that we're lacking this kind of faith.
有时候连听到的时候都不大敢相信。
And sometimes doing sermons, we don't have that experience.
可现在有时候要见证这种信心的事情给人听啊，有些人说，啊，他会存疑的，真的吗？
And sometimes when we testify this kind of miracles and faith to others, and they would have doubts.
在我们当初信的时候，哇，那种信心真的是太可爱了。
And it is very adorable. The faith, in the beginning of our belief.
跟我们同时信主那个时候。
And the people who were with us when we believed.
啊，有一个，那个，一个是弟兄啊。
There was a brother.
他这里长两个瘤啊，这个地方，就背部这边。
And he had two tumors in his lower back.
啊，那就很单纯啊，说哎，啊，向主耶稣祷告啊。
And he was very simple, and then he prayed to the Lord Jesus.
祷告啊，让这个瘤消掉啊。
And then he prayed that the two tumors be removed.
医生叫他开刀，我开刀，他怕。
And the doctors asked him to have surgeries, but he
was afraid. 后来信主的时候说，祷告主耶稣，耶稣就把他消掉了。
And after he believed in Jesus, he prayed to God, and then God took away those tumors.
祷告之后就消掉了。
And they were gone after the prayer.
哎，这里没有了，消掉了。
And then he tried to feel them and there were no more.
所以这种神迹奇事很奇妙。
And so these are the miraculous signs and wonders.
祷告的那种很单纯的信心的祷告，真的你想，你无论求什么，信得着就必得着。
And this is the simple heart, the simple faith in prayers that whatever you ask for, it will be done for you.
同样这个人呢，有一天他的狗死掉了。
And the same brother, his dog had died.
因为他就向主耶稣祷告。
And then he prayed to the Lord Jesus.
这个狗，这个是我的爱狗。
And this is my beloved dog.
哎，怎么会死啊？
And I'm very sad that he died.
祷告主耶稣。
And he prayed to God.
主耶稣，你叫他活过来。
And he prayed to the Lord Jesus that make my dog live again.
他心里没有疑惑。
And there was no doubt in his heart.
他完全相信了。
And he believed completely.
祷告之后，他活过来。
And after the prayer, the dog revived.
这种见证哦，啊，太多了，太平常了。
And these are the there are many similar testimonies and miracles.
所以当时啊，因为这种单纯的信心呢。
And during that time, faith was that simple.
这种神迹奇事啊，几乎讲不完的。
And there's not enough time to testify about all those miracles.
啊，说死人复活。
And the dead being raised.
哎，那也不是什么大不了的事情。
And back then, it was not a very uncommon thing.
因为亚伯兰所信的神就是叫死人复活的神啊。
Because the God of Abraham is the God that can raise the dead.
啊，那我亲自也体验到。
And that I personally experienced.
有一次在家庭聚会的时候。
And there's one time, doing family service.
那个时候因为我在神学院回去的时候也去参加这个家庭聚会。
I was getting some time off from, theological school and I went back to my hometown and...
没有想到说在聚会完最后一次祷唱诗的时候。
And I did not, really expect that in the end of the service when we were singing hymns and praying.
唱到第二节啊。
And we're singing the hymn to the second verse.
有一个弟兄啊，突然间倒下去。
And there was a brother, he suddenly collapsed.
听到一个声音，嘎，倒下去。
We heard a thud, and then, he was down on the floor.
啊，他的家人在旁边看，没有在呼吸，没有呼吸，死掉了。
And then his family members, were there, and then they found that he was not breathing, and he passed away.
而且身体都变冰凉了。
And then you can feel the chill on his body.
啊，大家吓到了。
And everybody was very, very afraid.
那天是我领会的，我，啊， 我没有被吓到。
And that day, I was leading service.
啊，他们就哭起来了。我说不要哭，不要怕。
But I was not afraid. They start to cry, and I told them, "Don't cry."
主耶稣那句话突然间在我心里说，不要怕，只要信。
And I felt that the Lord Jesus was speaking in me, and I said, "Do not be afraid."
因为那个是啊，埃卢的女儿死掉了。
And remember that the daughter of Jairus.
主耶稣到的时候，那些人说不用了，死掉了，没有用了。
And when the Lord Jesus got to the house, the people said, "Lord, don't trouble. We don't want to trouble you. She's already dead."
主耶稣就说，不要怕，只要信。
And the Lord Jesus said, "Do not be afraid. Just believe."
结果呢？
So in the end, the daughter was revived.
哦，立刻就不要怕，只要信。圣灵充满，就讲这句话。
And I felt the power of the Holy Spirit in me, and that's what I said. Do not be afraid. Just believe.
然后他说，祷告。
And I asked everyone, just pray.
感谢神，奉耶稣的名为他按手。
And doing the prayer and thank God, and in the name of the Lord Jesus, I lay hands on the brother.
从来没有体验过说哦，弟兄姐妹祷告那么同心那么迫切的，没有，只有这次，哦，特别，哦，声音特别响亮。
And that was the one experience when I felt the brothers and sisters prayed in one accord to perfection.
因为家庭聚会啊，像出来那个声音很大，说，哦，邻居都跑出来看了，说，哇，这个是发生什么事情啊？
And then people were praying so fervently, the noise, the sound was so great that everybody came out from the house and looked.
结果他们跑出来看，都看到天使了。
And when they came out of the houses, they saw angels.
哇，他们的神下来，你看他们的神下来了，外邦人看到。
So, the Gentiles, the non-believers saw it, and they felt that their God had come down to visit them.
哎，我们的人没有看到。
And our brothers and sisters did not see the angels.
他的祷告，哇，声音真的很响亮。
And the voice of our prayers was so immense.
祷告了半个小时。
And we prayed for half an hour.
听到一个声音，哎，呼吸了，回来了。
We heard a sound, and the brother was breathing again, and he came back.
好，回来了就把他，哎，把他抬起来。
And then after he came back to life, and we lifted him up.
因为他整个身体冰冷的硬的，他不会动了。
Because
虽然会呼吸了，但不会动。
That point, his body was so stiff.And so cold, all he could do was breathe.
所以就把他扶在这个板凳上面了，躺在那边。
So, we put him on a bench, to rest.
啊，慢慢慢慢，他的体温就回来了。
And slowly, his body temperature rise.
身体就可以动了，可以动。
And then, his limbs start to loosen up, and then he was able to move again.
要在那里等了要半个多小时呢，他才恢复。
So, another half hour passed, and he was completely revived.
后来我们就先回家了。
And then we returned home.
不久呢，他也回家了。
And then a short while after, the brother also returned home.
我亲自经历了死人复活。
And this is my personal experience of the dead being raised.
那我为什么当时为什么会不会害怕？
And how come I was not afraid at that moment?
心里非常坚定。
Because I was very steady at heart.
那就是信心。
That is faith.
当时就是有那种信心。
And this is the faith that I'm talking about.
碰到换鬼的也好。
When you look at the demon possessed.
我在南门教会的时候，那个时候已经毕业第一年了。
I remember when I was in 南门 church, it was 1 year after my graduation.
那种信心呢，真的很奇妙。
And I still wonder, at the faith.
真的是神同在。
It's a true experience.
那是奇奇怪怪的病啊，一点都不害怕。
Of God's abidance and all the strange and terrible things, you are not one bit afraid.
就是见证，就是相信，祷告，立刻就好。
You just testified and you prayed and it happened.
所以很多人来信主。
So many people came to believe.
好，那一次听到一个弟兄说，哇，某那地方啊，他居住附近那里有一个犯邪的，已经 是七年。
And remember, a brother told us about a demon-possessed person for 7 years.
他会杀人的。
And, and when he was possessed, he could kill people.
所以呢，就被关在他的这个一个房子里头。
And that's why he was locked inside a room.
几年来啊，没有穿衣服。
And for years, he was naked.
也没有洗澡。
And he did not take a bath.
大小便都在里面。
And he was, going to the bathroom inside that room.
很可怕。
It was, terrible.
啊，只有剩下一个老的父亲了，两个人。
And it was his, elderly father who was, watching him.
在这个之前呢，什么方法都用过了。
And before that,people have tried every method.
啊，没有办法。
But to no avail.
但我听到这个弟兄在说啊，这个我说这个很可怜。
And after I heard this story from this brother, I thought it's terrible.
我就联络另外一个传道啊，那个时候李传道啊，我说我们一起去，我们就两个人一起去。
So I contacted another.Preacher Lee, and then we went together.
去访问他。
And to visit them.
哇，看到，哇，真的很可怜。
And you saw, and, your heart wrench.
啊，他爸爸很单纯的，他相信。
And the father, was very simple, and he believed.
说你只要信，你不用担心。
And I told him, just believe, and do not worry.
主耶稣是全能的神。
That the Lord Jesus is an almighty God.
他有恩典。
And he has grace for us.
他相信。
And, the father believed.
他相信我们就去把他带出来。
And the father said he believed, and then we went to get his son.
所以我们就打开门我们就进去。
And so we opened the door and we went in.
进去当然是很臭啊。
And of course there was a terrible stench.
身体又看不到肉啊，就是一层黑色的，不是黑人的黑，可怕了。
And then you cannot see the skin, the flesh of the body, because it's covered in a layer of soot and dirt.
我们奉主耶稣的圣名赶鬼。
And we begin by, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we cast the demon out.
他就害怕了。
And the son,
跑到墙角躲起来。
And the son was terrified, and he hid himself in a corner.
啊，我叫他父亲说，拿一桶水来。
And asked the father to bring a bucket of water.
这个要先给他洗澡才可以。
And this, bucket is for him to
刷这个身上就是要刷这个几年没有洗他。
And to clean, his body because he had not bathed in years.
哎，然后水来说，奉耶稣的名下来，从床上下来。
And when the bucket of water arrived, we asked, in the name of the Lord Jesus, come down from your bed.
他就乖乖这样下来。
And then he, obediently came down.
一个动作，我要奉耶稣的名才有动作，不然的话他不动。
So every action that we want him to do, every move we have to, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣说，神迹随着就奉主的名赶鬼，奉主的名，不是要奉主的名才可以。
Because the Lord Jesus told us that it's in the name of the Lord Jesus we perform such miracles and cast out demons.
虽然我很单纯啊，因为奉主的名就有权柄啊，所以我们都是奉主名行事，就是有权柄。
And we had a simple heart because the name of the Lord Jesus has power, and that's how we conduct everything.
啊，就给他那水桶，大桶里面就刷了，用那个东西就刷子刷了，是吧？
So, we put him in that actually basin of water and we use the brush to clean him.
洗干净了叫他穿衣服不会穿。
And after that, after he was washed and cleaned, then we asked him to put on clothes, but he forgot how to.
我们两个人呢就一个变一个动作来。哦对开始了就穿衣服。哦对好。是啊是。
So every move of his hands and legs, we did it in the name of Lord Jesus, and we slowly clothe him.
然后把他衣服穿好了。
So after we put clothes on him,
带到教会。
We took him to church.
哇，这个路途很远的。
And it was a long way from church.
还要跟着我们走。
And he was walking with us.
乖乖的就走了，跟我们走。
and he sheepishly walked with us.
村里面人 看到很害怕, 啊, 这个人怎么会这样,
and the people were in the village was very afraid and saw that a demon possessed this man.
乖乖的又不会怎么样,
but then they stopped and took a second look, and then he was not.
我们就这样,
and he was not violent, but then he was
following us.
So we took him to church and let him stay in the house next to the church. And every day we prayed for him. And thank God.
他说,后来,没多久,哎,这是恢复的,
so after a while, he became normal again.
会说话,
and he began to speak. And his memory slowly came back to him.
后来啊,我才知道说,哎,啊,
and then later on, I realized that he was one of my classmates.
同期不同班的同学,同期的不同班。
And he was in the same grade, but we were in a different class.
我就拿这个同学簿啊,拿起来看,哎,真的,就是这个,哎呀,就是这个。
And I look at in our school book, and then that was him.
毕业以后,教了一年书啊,就神经书场就这样子。
And after graduation, he was a teacher for 1 year, and then he was possessed.
真的很可怜。
It was very tragic for him.
后来他就受洗了。
Then afterward, he was baptized.
所以当时我就回想过,当时这个信心呢,真的很单纯。
I think back, and I felt my faith back in that time was so simple.
我现在想一想,我现在年老了,怎么那个信心就跑掉了。
And now that I think that now, I'm older, but my faith, that kind of faith has escaped.
所以这一次见证会的时候,我就想,我应该借这个机会再恢复我以前的,起初那个单纯的信心。
So I'm using this testimony, also as an opportunity for me to renew and to find that faith again.
感谢主。
And thank God.
我们现在看,看一节圣经。
And let's look at a scripture from the Bible.
啊, 希伯来书, 第三章,
let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书, 第三章,
Hebrews chapter
3. 14节,
verse
14. 说我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底啊,
for we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end.
啊, 这里这一章里面呢, 就是提到啊, 第三章, 第四章呢, 提到说, 以色列人啊, 起初在旷野的时候啊, 是, 失去了信心。
So in Hebrews chapter 3 and 4, it described how the Israelites lost their faith in the wilderness.
对神的全能啊, 不能完全相信。
And they did not have complete confidence and belief in God's almighty power.
所以常常啊, 惹神发怒。
And that's why they complain to God constantly.
啊, 所以这里这样勉励说, 我们要把那个启示的事情要坚持到底。
So it teaches us here that we have to uphold the confidence, beginning of our confidence, steadfast to the end.
当时出埃及啊,那么多人,只有两个, 耶稣亚跟加勒, 保持这个信心到底。
And from all the peoples who left Egypt, there was only two people, Joshua and Caleb, that had upheld their faith.
其他那个十个探子为什么会吓死, 因为看到这个亚纳人啊, 哦, 他是吃人的,那么高, 哎, 那么高大。
And why were the 10 spies terrified? Because they saw the Ammonites. And then, they were so, their body stature was so huge.
他们对神就失去信心了。
And from, at that point, they lost faith in God.
但是耶稣也跟加勒他说, 不用担心了, 我们的神是全能的神啊, 神会帮助我, 我一定可以胜过他的。
But then, Joshua and Caleb, they had faith in God, and told them, if you rely on God, His power would help us overcome them.
但是呢,
however, they did not believe.
哦, 听到说, 亚纳人是那么高大, 吃人的, 哦,
and they heard the Ammonites were cannibals, and they were greatly afraid.
那我当时看这个圣经说，真的有那么高大的人吗？
And I read the Bible and trying to find out if the people were that tall and big.
是不是形容的，是不是吓到了，形容的太过分了。
Was that because they were afraid, they exaggerated?
哎，最近他们那考古的就挖出来了，挖到了亚纳族人的骨头啊。
So recently, archaeologists have dug up the remains of those people.
那真是大巨人啊，那个他的光个这个一个脚的那个骨头一截啊，就差不多我们人这么高啊。And
they have found out that the leg bone is as big as the entire human body.
一个人蹲在那边啊，他的头啊，就一个人蹲起来，差不多他的头就差不多要那么大，这个很可怕哈、啊，这个真的我们看到都吓昏了。
And then we would be terrified if we saw them because their head is the size of a person stooped down.
哦，我才知道说，哎呦，难怪当时那些以色列人看到真的吓了，说不敢进迦南地，不能进去。And
I thought that it was reasonable for the ten spies to be so terrified that they don't want to go in and fight them.
可是呢，耶稣呀跟加勒他不怕，他说没有什么好怕的，我们神是全能的神。But
Joshua and Caleb said that don't be afraid, there's nothing to be afraid of.
所以就要进入安息，要进入神所应许的地方，一定要这个信心保守住。So
to enter into rest, to enter into God's promised land, we have to uphold this confidence.
好，那这种信心呢，就是圣经告诉我们可以胜过世界的信心。
And this kind of faith, the Bible tells us that it can overcome the confidence of this world.
不会受世界任何东西的影响。
And this is unaffected by anything in the world.
哇，这种信心就坚持到底。
And we have to uphold this faith to the end.
感谢神。
And thank God.
在基督里有份。
And to have be a partakers in Christ.
那就神说一切应许的都有份嘛。
And the Lord Jesus tells us that we are partakers of everything that he has.
所以求主耶稣啊，加添我们的信心。
May the Lord Jesus increase our faith.
让我们对神有完全的信心。
So that we have complete confidence in him.
有充足的信心。
And sufficient faith.
像神对亚伯兰所说的。
Just like when God said to Abraham,
我是全能的神，你要在我面前做完全人。
That I am the Almighty God, and I want you to be perfect in front of me.
怎么完全？
And how to be perfect.
信心要完全,
that have perfect faith.
就完全了,
you become perfect.
其他不可能完全,
in other things that we cannot be perfect, but faith can be perfect.
今天我们在神面前只有信心可以完全,
and today we stand in front of God, only our faith can be perfected.
其他我们都没办法,
on other things, we're not able to.
但是信心一完全了，什么都完全了。
But if your faith is perfect, everything else is also perfected.
为什么?
Why?
因为在基督里有份啊。Because
we are partakers in Christ.
基督是完全的。Because
Christ is perfect.
所以说，有信心，有完全的信心。So
to have faith, to have this perfect faith.
就有完全的恩典。And
then we have perfect grace.
那我们就成为完全人了嘛。And
then we become perfect beings.
感谢神啊。
And thank God.